So Chazal tell us that there are 10 tests of Avraham Avinu, and most assume they go in order, ascending order, so they get harder and harder. And Akedas Yitzchak was test number 10. It doesn't get much harder than that. However, you learn the incident that Avram telling Yitzchak either to bring him up, whether he did it, it was Tchiyas HaMeisim, whichever version, that's a very difficult test to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, no, that wasn't that was only number 9, or it wasn't number 10. Number 10 was this week, when we find Avram's having a hard time, his Sarah's wife died, and he's looking for a special Kever Yisrael. So, the Kash is like, what do you mean? Like, you're comparing having to kill your own son to having a bad day, an inconvenience. You have it's Ephron, he's giving you a hard time. How could you compare? What does the Rabbeinu Yonah mean that this is the 10th Nisayan? So the Bali Musar, other Mefarshim point out that they really, even though Kiddush Hashem is a tremendous mitzvah, and lo aleinu, we should never know from it, but as based on the Rambam, by living a life on Kiddush Hashem is even greater. Because you die on Kiddush Hashem, that's one act, because you could rise above your true nature. But it's the everyday things that tell you about the true greatness, like the Gemara in Yevamos, with Rev, I think it was Yossi ben Kisma, and they went to visit one of the rabbis, and they asked, "What did you do to be zocha to Olam Haba?" So he said, "One time, you know what, I mixed up some little charity money with my shalachmanis money, so I gave it all to tzedakah." So they said, "May my lot be like your lot." Wow. What's the pshat? Because on big things, you could transcend your nature. But on the little things, those are the important things. That's why it's Lech Lecha. The Torah doesn't talk about Avram jumping into our costume. We learned that from the Torah Shabbat Peh. How could he not put it in? Again, the same is so. It's because it's a greater mitzvah to live out Kiddush Hashem than it is to, or much harder, and it's a big Kiddush Hashem to live out Kiddush Hashem more than dying for Kiddush Hashem. Of course, when if you have no option, you have to do it. And that's as well, when the would-be gear comes to convert, you tell him the kalos and the chamuras. The kasha is, if he's doing the chamuras, why do I have to tell him the kalos? Because sometimes you transcend the situation. And therefore, that's the whole ma'aser, some say, with Rabbi Akiva's students. They got so caught up in, what happens if there's only one cup of water and I'm stuck in a midbar? But the everyday things, do I say hello, smile at someone, open the door, pass the chicken, the little things in life. So, what is Rabbeinu Yonah mean? That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is getting at. That the 10th Nisayon was looking for a cemetery place for Tzara, because that's an everyday type of Tzara. That you're having a bad day, nothing's going right. And that's when a person finds out his godless. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means, that even though on the surface it looks like Akedas Yitzchak, and not to put down that test, I'm sure Lo Aleinu was a tremendous test, but Rav Yonah is saying is, but living a life out Kiddush Hashem, that's why it's called Avram's Nisayon. Because Avram had to live afterwards. If Yitzchak, that would have been a one-time shot, no matter how great it was. But Avram would have to live after the Akedah, and therefore it's known as his Nisayon, and that's the Yisod here, Rabbeinu Yonah, we see throughout, that true greatness isn't on the major, on the big things, it's on the everyday things. It's on the little things in life. As the Meshach Chachma points out, The one who says Ashrei three times a day is Zocha to Olam Haba. Yet the Gemara also says, one who says Hallel every day is a Magadev and a Macharev. Someone who blasphemes Hashem, how could you be both? They both come from the book of Tehillim, Ashrei and Hallel. How could I be the greatest with Ashrei and the worst with Hallel? The answer is Hallel is on God, what have you done for me lately? When you do a nace, then I'll be a mommy, then I'll believe, then I'll stop following. That person's a Magadev. If you don't appreciate the daily gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Ashrei is in the poem of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. One who sees God in the everyday things, that person's going to be Zocha to Olam Haba. That was Avraham Avinu, the tenth Nisayon of looking for a crew of his own. He kept his calm, and he made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and that's why it's known as Avram's test. And that's why Rabbi Yonah says this is the tenth test and not the Akedah Yitzchak.